prepare our hearts for today's testimony and acknowledgement and celebration of what the Lord God has done in the lives of our beloved. These are families, these are members that have worshiped with us and have been led to the Lord our God, and today want to declare His death, His burial, and resurrection. I just, the Lord put on my heart a song, and I'll turn it over to the pastor. We used to sing this as we went to baptism, and it says, "Take me to the water to be baptized."
Say it.
Will you all sing with me? Take me to the water. Take me to the water. Take me to the water to be baptized. Okay, everybody. Take me to the water. Take me to the water. Take me to the water to be baptized. None but the righteous. None but the righteous. None but the righteous. None but the righteous shall see. Shall see God. Say, I love Jesus. I love Jesus. I love Jesus. I love Jesus. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Hallelujah.
Well, bless the Lord. Today is about family. It's about celebration. It's about identifying with Christ in the waters of baptism. And it's a time for all of us. Because whenever we have a baptism, it reminds us really of what our life in Christ is all about. But before we go into that some, I just want to emphasize, it came out in the prophetic flow today, that out of the mouths of babes and infants, God has ordained praise to silence the enemy and the avenger. And today we have two children and one young adult getting baptized. And so as parents, we need to be encouraged. When we see our children following Christ, when we see our children praising the Lord, the enemy silenced. No matter what is going on in our lives, we've been talking about standing in Christ, having done all, standing in the victory that we have in Christ. If you, no matter what's going on in your life, you look down and you see your child worshiping the Lord, the enemy can't say anything. The enemy is silenced. And so to see our children following Christ, really so much of what the Bible and what the Christian life is about is family and seeing our children, our young people, choosing to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what these three are doing today. Bill started out the service, really set a great tone for the service. He shared the verse that Jesus, who knew no sin, became sin for us so that we might become the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ. You see, there is a legal link. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. There is a legal penalty for sin, and the legal penalty for sin is death. But when Christ came, when He died on the cross for our sins, He took that penalty. And so that's why we can sing, only the righteous. When we come to Jesus Christ, as these ones have done, and they've given their heart to Christ, and they've claimed the blood of Christ, they are no longer under the penalty of death. Now they have the gift of life. And so we can say we are free, as Benga shared the prophetic word today, that we are free now from the power of sin. We are free. And baptism speaks of our life as Christians. These ones are identifying with Christ today. You know, you can try to be the Christian that says, I'm gonna be the best Christian I can be. I'm gonna work hard for Christ. I'm gonna, every day grit my teeth and try to fulfill everything that the Bible says. Okay, trying hard to be a great Christian. Or you can simply die. We can simply die. God calls us to die to self, to die to ourselves, to die to ourselves, to die to our selfishness, to just die so that Christ can live. We die spiritually. The Bible says that we're to take up our cross daily and follow Him. And so when we die with all of our sin and our selfishness and the self-life, that allows Christ to live in us and through us. And that's the kind of life that God calls us to. A life of love, a life of light, a life of freedom. Where we die and allow Christ to live in us and through us. That's the mystery of the Christian walk. And that's what the Lord calls us all to. I'd like to read a couple of verses from Romans chapter 6. It says in verse 4, it says, "We were therefore buried with Him through baptism into death." You see, when we go underneath the water, that signifies Christ's death. When we're underneath the water, that signifies Christ's burial. It says, "We were therefore buried with Him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life." Of course, we bring them back up out of the water. And of course, that is symbolic of Christ rising to new life. And we too can have that new life. It says, "For we know that our old self was crucified with Him, so that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin." See, that's part of that legal link that's been broken. Sin destroys lives. Sin destroys relationships. Sin left unchecked brings destruction and death. But because of what Christ did, He who knew no sin, when He died for us, He broke that legal link so that we no longer have to experience the destructive penalty of sin. We are free. We're not enslaved to sin. We're not enslaved to our own fleshy desires, and I've got to have that, and I've got to do this. But we are now free to live life the way God originally intended and created us to live. Says in the same way, this is where it walks it out in practice. Okay? We have the spiritual reality of what Christ did for us. But here in Romans 6:11, this is how we walk it out. It says, "In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin." Say, "I'm dead. I'm dead to sin. I'm dead to that temptation. I'm dead to sin. But count yourselves alive to God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, so that you obey its evil desires. Do not offer the parts of your body to wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God." That's what we were doing. That's what we were singing about just now. We were offering ourselves as living sacrifices to the Lord Jesus Christ. "For sin shall not be your master, because you are not under law." The legal link has been broken by Christ's death and resurrection. But now you are under grace. That love of God, that grace of God, frees us to live the life that God originally created us to live. So, really, this is just a reminder for all of us to live the Christ life, not the self life, where we die to self and we allow Christ to live in us and through us. So that's what we're being reminded of today. This is a family event. We need to be spiritually alert to allow the Lord speak to us. Okay, "My sheep hear my voice." As the Bible says that when Jesus came up from the baptism, a dove alighted on Him, and A voice boomed from heaven. His father said, "This is my son. With him I am well pleased." And so we allow for, we don't just dip them and go. Boom, boom, boom. We take our time. All right. And just be open to the Lord speaking through you. Prophetic words of encouragement over these ones that are saying, "I am identifying with Christ today. I'm a Christ one. I'm a Christian. I'm going to stand for Christ. I'm going to follow Christ. I'm going to take up my cross daily and follow Him the rest of my life." So, we're going to start with Ronald Davis Jr. So, RJ is a great young man of God. He is like the Rock of Gibraltar. He plays center on his football team. All right, and every football coach knows it all starts with a guy hiking the ball. All right. He also loves soccer. He's a very good student at Living Grace Christian School. And he's a man of character and self-control. He's like a rock. Right, RJ? Give him the new nickname, RJ the Rock. All right. But RJ is just going to share how he came to know Jesus as his Savior. No, don't touch it.
I've always had a relationship with Jesus Christ. I accepted Him a few years ago as my Lord and Savior, but I wanted to wait until I was old enough to understand what being baptized really means.
Okay. All right. Well, bless the Lord. Well, RJ, based on your testimony, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, into the name of Jesus Christ. Congratulations. Dear Father, we just thank you for RJ. We thank you for what we see as the character of Christ within him. We see that he's growing in the fruit of the Spirit, Lord God, Father, and being a good example to his fellow neighbors and teammates and classmates, Lord. Lord, we just pray that you would shine your favor down on him right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Let's just wait upon the Lord.
Will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, He is my refuge and fortress, my God in whom I trust. One thing that I can say about RJ is that he really loves the Lord. I cannot remember a football game or practice or wrestling game or practice or soccer game or practice that he didn't ask his dad to pray for him before he came, walked out of the car. Anything that is on his heart, he is not afraid to get on his knees and pray and talk to God about it. He's a very shy boy, but behind closed doors, he opens up to the Lord. And RJ, we are so proud of you, proud of this step that you are taking. And we just pray that God will continue to bless you and guide you into the wonderful young man that you're growing up to be. We love you very, very much.
RJ, as your dad, I'm extremely happy. I'm excited to see you up there, but I'm not surprised at all, because You've always had that character trait. You've always been a prayerful young man. And just over the years where we spend each night praying and talking together, you've really shown just a quiet strength, which can only come from the Lord. And you've been an inspiration to me. You've been an inspiration to Roman, because now he enjoys praying for you and praying for others. And I just want to say how proud I am of you. And I just want to encourage you to always have that trait. Always be prayerful. Always keep the Lord first in your life. And the Bible verse I would like to give you is Philippians 4:13, which is, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Always lean on him. Continue to lean on him and trust in him, and he will always see you through.
Says the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and they are safe. The name of the Lord is your strong tower. Always remember that is where you need to run to. Because that is where your defense is. Your strength, ability, growth, success, everything that you may desire lies in that name. And I thank God for your parents that they have shown you and taught you the ways of God, and particularly the name of Christ. But I'm reminding you this moment that name is a strong tower.
That you are my servant Israel, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the descendant of Abraham, my dear friend. I have taken you from the end of the earth and called you from its most distant places. I say to you, you are my servant. I have chosen you. I haven't rejected you. Don't be afraid, because I am with you. Don't be intimidated. I'm your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will support you with my victory right hand. RJ, God is with you. Times will come, but don't be intimidated. God is with you. He will take you through. The only thing God asking from you is to stand, to know what is wrong and what is right. If you know what is wrong and what is right, God has the victory already. He has the victory already for you. He will not give you victory. He has the victory for you. You are more than conqueror in every situation. Just fix your eyes on the Lord. He will carry you through. Amen.
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 This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it, as we all today rejoicing with you for the wonderful step that you have made. We are proud of you so much. I am proud of you, RJ, and also our family, your family, and each and every one of us around you today. We are glad and joy for you. And I'm going to read this verse. John 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. It is for you, son. What you have done today, you will inherit eternal life through Christ Jesus. Son, like I say, I love you, but Jesus loves you more. The step that you make this morning, going down into that water, signifies a grave. And you rise, when you rise in newness, which is in Christ Jesus. God give us life. He give us strength. He let us praise him. Ask you to praise him because he loved you. And because we love Jesus Christ, he said, come let us love, because I'm love. And you also love me. Him, Jesus. I am. We are. Each and every one of us. Even your pastor standing over you. So proud of you. RJ, take this step. Along with you is a long journey because you are young. But remember the vow that you have made this morning. This vow lives on you until death. Anything that comes across you, remember this morning that I have said something in the water before man and God, that this vow will be on me until death. Don't let Satan overcome you, no hand. Because Christ is always with you. Whenever it comes around, just lift your cup to the Lord God Almighty, and he will take everything away like sin and put it before him. Every step you make, he will make it with you. He sends by the name that each time to surround you. And every step you make, your angel will be there to guide you. Son, I leave you in the name of the Father. And I leave you in the name of the Son. And I leave you in the name of the Holy Spirit. Go in peace, son. Go in peace. God is with you, now and forever. We love you, son. Amen.
Praise God.
RJ, this is coming from me, Peniel. I don't know if you think of me as your best friend, but I think of you as mine. I'm reading 2 Peter 1, verse 3. God's power has given us everything we need to lead a godly life. All of this has come to us because we know that God has, who has chosen us. He has chosen us because of his own glory and goodness. RJ, you were my role model, and you really inspired me, because when the rest of the class was cheating and giving each other answers in math, you were doing your own math problems, and you weren't cheating with the rest of them. You actually stood up, and you did your own math problems, and you helped the others. That righteousness really inspired me.
RJ, you're kind of like Bruce Banner, okay? You're quiet, you're reserved, wicked smart, and you're a great kid. But when you start playing sports or playing with your friends, you turn into the Hulk, man. Your dedication to what you do is incredible. I've seen you transform yourself, and I'm really proud of you. You're a great example of the other kids, and I'm really happy to know you. Amen.
RJ, I'm going to piggyback on what Sean just said. I've enjoyed watching you grow up with my boys, and your godly character shows in everything that you do. And like your mom said, you can be shy, but I've heard that shriek of laughter in the back of my van after football practice or in my basement, and I know that's what God's doing for you right now, and I'm proud of you, buddy.
RJ. I'm going to try to get through this without crying. Penny, oh, you you just stopped me right there. So, okay. So, RJ, you know that I love you so very much, and I'm so, so proud of you, and I am so honored that I am not only your aunt, but I am your godmother, that your parents blessed me with that responsibility. And even though I know they would walk through the fire for you and back, you know you have an extra person here for you to do and help you with whatever you need. I will always, always be there for you. I love you so very much, and I'm so, so proud of you. You are such a wonderful and gentle and strong soul. And every time I look at you, my heart just swells with pride, because I know that there are nothing but great things in store for you. And I'm so happy that I'm going to be witness to that for as long as God allows me to. And I really, really wish that your Grandma Sonia was here today to witness this. But I know that she's watching over you, and she's watching over all of us, and that her heart swells with pride for you as well. So just keep in mind that you not only have soldiers here, God's soldiers here on earth, to look after you and to protect you and to keep evil away from you, but you have a very, very, very strong soldier in heaven along with God to be there and protect over you and make sure no evil comes to you. Again, I love you, I love you, I love you.
My son translated for me. I got to read it in Spanish. I feel in the Lord put this word to my heart to stay with you, but my son got to reading English. I got to reading in Spanish first. Es 1 Timothy 12. Ninguno tenga en poco tu juventud, sino sé ejemplo de los creyentes en palabra, conducta, amor, espíritu, fe y pureza.
1 Timothy 4:12. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word and conversation and charity and spirit and faith and purity.
El Señor ha puesto en mi corazón fuertemente que siga siendo un ejemplo en pureza y en fe.
God put in my heart to tell you that you be an example of faith, purity, and in the spirit.
Escuché que tu mami dice que eres como tímido, pero el Señor me dice dentro de mí que tú eres bien fuerte.
Your mom said that you are timid, but you actually, God put in my heart that you're really strong.
Y el Señor te dice que sigas siendo un ejemplo y que no tenga en poco tu juventud de pureza, de fe y de amor. Que el Señor te bendiga.
And again, let you walk in faith and purity and be generous in charity and in the spirit. Amen.
Hi, Mr. Davis. As everybody can see, you are very much loved and respected by your friends and by the grown-ups here. I am very proud of you. You are a rock, like others have said, and you are a solid rock, RJ. And when you believe something, don't let anybody shake you otherwise. Don't let anybody get in your way. You know, they might try to move you, but continue being that solid rock. Continue being who you are, because you are doing such a wonderful job, and so many, all of us are so proud of you, RJ. And I just want to encourage you to keep walking that walk, keep trusting in God, keep seeking His help, keep seeking out for your mom and dad and your sister as well, and trust in the Lord in everything you do, RJ. We love you very much.
I've been shying away from this because I know I'm going to break down. So with the mic passing around, I've been trying to avoid it, but I can't. RJ, as your grandma, I love you very much. From the day you were born up until this day, the love for you has never failed. Watching you today take this step, it's like the heavens open up. When I walked in, when I pulled up in the parking lot this morning, it's like, I said it to Mom, it's like the clouds separate. And I remember why I'm here, because I'm here to see my grandson and my granddaughter get baptized, take a step towards life. Take a step towards what God wants them to do. Take a step to be righteous. Today, I am happy for you. Our family is happy for you. Whatever you do, you are blessed. Whatever you pick up, you are blessed. And whatever you will do in the future, you'll be forever blessed. Keep doing what you're doing. Never let anyone deter you for whatever you know it's right. God bless you. God will forever strengthen you, take care of you, and so is this family. I myself, you know, is always there for you no matter what. I'll move the mountains for you. So, with this, I leave you in God's hand. Be blessed, my dear. I love you very, very much.
Well, Lord, we just thank you that you have very important plans for RJ. We thank you, Lord God, that he is committing his life to you today to follow you, Lord, to follow your plans for his life. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, next we have Luke Swander. He was about to take three steps in one. Well, Luke is a young man of God. He's part of our youth discipleship club. He does a great job, shows a lot of maturity in Christ and participating and relating with the other young people. He loves to play soccer, and he's a good student. And why don't you just share how you came to know the Lord as your Savior? Don't touch on my toe.
When I was really little, I was baptized. So I've always had Jesus in my heart. And when I was about 10 years old, Pastor Dan said, whoever would like to accept Jesus into their heart, please pray. So I prayed, and that was when I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior.
Amen. Amen. Well, Luke, on the basis of your testimony, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, into the name of Jesus Christ. Congratulations. And Father, we just thank you for this young man, Luke. who's making the statement today that I am a disciple of Jesus Christ, that he's willing to follow you, Lord God. Lord, I just thank you so much that he's deciding to follow you, Lord. I just give you all glory and praise in Jesus' name. Let's just wait upon the Lord.
Luke, the Bible says to train up a child in the way he should go. When he gets old, he won't depart from it. I've watched you grow. I've had a lot of fun along the way. I've seen you make good decisions and bad decisions, but the most important part is I've watched you learn from both. You're not perfect, but in Jesus you are. I love your service. I love how you have no problem helping somebody else and not thinking of yourself, and I'm really proud of that. And I thank Jesus for you.
Luke, you'll always be my baby no matter how big you get. And you're right, your dad and I had you baptized when you were a baby because we chose God for you, but I'm really proud that today you're choosing God for you and you're doing it on your own, Luke. And just remember that God's always been there for you, even when you were in my stomach and the doctors were saying there's something wrong with him, there's something wrong with him. God said, nope, he's perfect, he's fine. And sure enough, when you were born, you were perfect. And like Daddy said, you're perfect in God's eyes, Luke. And always remember to keep God in your heart and look to him for every decision that you make, Luke. I'm proud of you and I love you.
You were a baby, you know. So that tells me I'm growing too. And you are now, for all intents and purposes, you are now a man. You might look like a young boy, but actually making a decision, only men makes decision. And you have made one today to be on the side of God. And with that comes a promise. And the word of God says in Proverbs 19 that the fear of the Lord leads to life. And he who has it will abide in satisfaction. He will not be visited with evil. It's a promise. Because you have chosen God, the fear we are talking about is not being afraid, but embracing Christ. It's not fear of I'm afraid of God, but I respect God. The same relationship you have with your father. You see? That's the relationship we're talking about, that you have now seen that God as your father, and you have embraced him. And there is a promise tied to that. So always remember that because of the step you have taken, you cannot be visited with evil. It's a promise. You cannot be visited with evil, irrespective of what happens in your life. Henceforth, the enemy cannot take you, cannot take what you have, cannot take what has been given to you, cannot take your brother or your mother or your father, cannot take anything that you have committed to him. You now have an insurance. And I pray that the Lord will keep reminding you of that.
Praise God.
Yesterday, I was praying for you because I knew you were preparing your heart for this, and I was thinking about how much you love sports and how much you enjoy statistics, especially about sports. And you know, later this summer, we're going to be all watching the Olympics, and there are names of athletes that we will know later this year that we are not familiar with right now. And we will know them because of what they've done in the Olympics. And I feel like God was telling me that that's not how He loves you. He loves you because you are you. He doesn't love you the way we love athletes for how they perform, or for the statistics and the things that they do that are amazing. He loves you because you are Luke Swander. And I don't know why I get so nervous and shaky. Psalm 37 says, "Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him, and He will do this. He will make your righteousness shine like the dawn, the justice of your cause like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him." And I felt like what God was saying for you is there's four things that stood out to me. To trust in the Lord, to delight yourself in the Lord, to commit your way to Him, which is what you're doing today, and also to be still. Don't forget to be still before Him and wait patiently for Him, because it's in those still, quiet moments before the Lord that He's going to continue to speak to your heart and guide you from this day forward.
Luke, I'm really glad to see you make a decision today in a public profession of accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, because in case you don't know, we live in a crazy, messed up world. And your declaration today doesn't mean that your life is going to be easy street. There are going to be trials that you go through. But what I want to tell you is this: your home, your citizenship is now in heaven. Not here on this earth. And as Jesus in John 16:33 said, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." Mm-hmm. And you've identified with that today, so that whatever comes your way on earth, you've already, through Jesus, have already overcome it. And you can have the peace knowing that your citizenship is in heaven with Him, and not anything on this world that you're going to go through. So just remember that.
Overcoming. Overcoming. Yeah.
I'm proud of you, Luke, because you're awesome and you're doing this right now.
I've got about five people calling me, so you all have an opportunity. I'm going to start up front and work my way back.
Hey, Luke. I just, the Lord is pressing this on my heart this morning. Over the past 5 years that we've been at this church, the one thing we have seen the children grow in just such a mighty way for the Lord, that when we first came to this church, you were a friend to our son, Davion. And that is the one thing that we continuously to pray that, you know, God sends true friends. You know, right now the Lord is saying for me, Luke 18 says, truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it. You made a choice today. You made a choice to choose God first, not only as a child, but you're going from child to young man, and then from young man to a child of God as an adult. You're inspiring others around you. You're being a leader, and being a leader comes great responsibility. But you're choosing to follow the greatest leader of all, Christ. And the God in you and the light in you is reflecting in others around you. And I praise God for you, and I pray that God continues to bless your child life, but also your young man life and your adult manhood life.
I'm working from the front to the back. Amen.
Luke, Grandpa and I are very proud of you. We've watched you grow from a sweet little boy to this wonderful young man that you are, and we love you very much.
Hallelujah. Look, I'm so proud of you about this decision that you're making today. Right now, heaven is rejoicing for that decision. And this is the best decision you ever made. And we all rejoice with you. The Bible says, behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Yes, we all love you here, and we love your parents who are instilling good character, Christ-like character in you. And just trust in the Lord, and he will be with you wherever you go. And everything that you touch will be blessed. Stay blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
James 4:10 says, humble yourself before the Lord and he will lift you up. Luke, you've always had a quiet and humble spirit about you, and that will take you very, very far. I am just so very proud of you. We love you very much, and we just pray God's blessing over you.
Luke, we've known you since you were a very young boy, and we've watched you grow into a fine young man. You're a great friend to RJ, and you're a leader and an inspiration to your brothers. It's a great thing that they can see you doing this today on your own accord, making this decision to declare that you are a Christian, and you proclaim it boldly and unashamedly. And we just look forward to seeing more great things from you, and we're proud of you, and we love you.
Luke, God is with you. He will always be with you because he says he's a good shepherd. Just keep your eyes on him and he will take you far. Be blessed and be focused in the Lord. God bless you.
Amen.
Hi, Luke. I'll be quick because I know you want to get out of there. What I see right now, it is so much easier to say, well, I've been baptized already, so I really don't need to do it again because I'm good, I'm covered. But you have made a choice to do this in front of all of us and kind of being cold there possibly. So that speaks of your conviction and your love for the Lord to take this step, even though to some it might be like, let me just not do it because it's been done already. So that speaks a lot about you, Luke, and I'm proud of that.
Luke, I've been blessed to be brought in to your family. I've been blessed to be your children's church leader. And I've seen you grow and I've seen you mature, but I've also noticed that you're a leader. Some people want to be leaders, and then some people God makes to be leaders, and people naturally follow them, and people naturally follow you. Obviously, your brothers look up to you, but even the people in the class follow you. The children in the neighborhood, you stand up against bullies, and you defend the people that are around you. And I just want to remind you, as you made that choice today, you're also going to have to make a choice to remember that people are following you and to remember to lead them to Christ because it's your choice. You can't choose who's going to follow you, but you can choose where you'll lead them. And you can lead them to the world or you can lead them to Christ, and you're making the right choice, and keep it up.
Luke, I am very proud of you, and I know that you have many more great things in your life.
Praise God. I'm going to let Luke's brother have the last word, but I just wanted to say that I had a word for RJ and for Luke. The Lord is just placing on my heart Sons of Thunder. I don't know why. I don't know them very well, but I have seen them. And RJ, if you can hear me, the quiet resolve and strength that you have is amazing. And I just want to say that having the courage, not only in yourself, but more importantly in God, is awesome. To know that regardless of your talent, your appearance, your intelligence, your strength, to know that God provides and that He is your strength is awesome. I want to say to you, Master Luke, that it is awesome for you also to have the humility and quiet resolve that you have, the strength that you have shown in just leadership and service as a young man is awesome. And we are all witnesses to you coming and declaring for yourself that you want to walk in the Lord. Both of you realize that while you have learned from your parents, and they have been awesome in your lives, now you can model behavior for other people, and that God is not, He has not made a mistake in calling the both of you to leadership. I am humbled to be in your presence today, both you and RJ.
God's here for you, and I love you, Luke.
Praise God.
Well, Father, we thank you that Luke is making this decision to follow you, to take up his cross daily, Lord God, and to stand up for Jesus Christ. We pray your blessing upon him. Help him to know that you are with him, Lord God, even when those troubled times come, that you have overcome the world, that he is an overcomer in Jesus' name. Amen. Love you. we've been talking a lot about Essence lately because she just graduated from school. And Essence really has become a bright flower for the Lord. See her great smile and become a leader, become a godly leader, leading by example, putting practical leadership into place. She's a great right back in soccer. This year she was a senior class president and led a service opportunity. But more than all that, she's a great friend. She really knows how to engage with her teachers. She works hard in whatever subjects that she is in, and she keeps working until she achieves success. And she made this decision a long time ago. I want her to just share her testimony as to how she came to know the Lord as her Savior.
Well, first, I was at Camp Courage like maybe 8 years ago. It was the first year that I went to Camp Courage, and a CIT just said, "Do you want to accept the Lord as your personal Savior?" And I was like, "Yes."
So, Essence, on the basis of your testimony, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit into the baptism of Jesus. Congratulations. Well, Father, we just thank you for Essence, Lord God. She's like a daughter in our midst, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that she is a daughter of the King of Kings. That when she looks up to Jesus, when she looks up to Father God, she sees him smiling down on him, on her, Lord God. Even as she goes to college, Lord God, that she has a relationship with you, Lord Jesus. That when she can't make that call to her parents or whatever, Lord God, that she has you. That you are with her, Lord God. That you walk with her and you talk with her. And that she can even cry out to you, Lord God, and that you will meet her every need, Lord God. We just thank you that she has a relationship with you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Let's just wait upon the Lord.
My little Essence there, all grown up. Seems like just yesterday. No, don't worry, I won't sing the Essence Bear song. Don't worry. Seems like just yesterday we were putting you on the bus for kindergarten for your first day of school. You had your little Barbie outfit and matching slippers that would light up. And you had such an excitement about you. You were so excited. And now here we are, 12, 13 years later, excited again because you're about to enter the next phase of your life and go off to college. I'm very proud of you for taking this step, for doing it on your own without any pressure from anyone. One of your character traits that's always talked about is being bold. You've always been bold. You've always had a voice. And today, you're being bold. You're boldly proclaiming your love for the Lord, that you're a Christian. And as you put on this coat of armor, so to speak, the shield of the Lord's love and protection over you, We just pray many blessings over you as we release you in a couple of months to go off to college. But always note you have the Lord, your family, your extended family and friends here. And lean on, and when times get hard, lean not on your own understanding, but always trust in the Lord. We just want you to know that we've got your back always, and we're proud of you. Thank you.
I cannot believe you're leaving me. Since you were a baby, we're like partners in crime, hanging out, going to Disney World. And I recall a very fond memory. Your parents weren't there yet. I took you with me first. And we were walking to a ride, and you just bust out into song, "Celebrate Good Time, come on." And I was like, what is happening? So today I feel like that's a fitting story, because what you're doing right now, we want to celebrate you because of the step that you're taking in your life. I'm so proud of you. You are a beautiful, intelligent young lady. You have always made your parents proud, me too, respectful, and very thoughtful of others around you. And I love seeing you with your brothers, because you take care of them and you make sure that they always walk in the right path as well. Keep your beautiful spirit. Don't let anyone try to change the person that you are into what they believe you should be. Now that you're going out into the world, there are going to be people that are going to try to deter you from your path and try to make you in the image that they think that you should be. You keep strong, because I know that you are. That's how God made you, and that's how your parents continued to raise you. So just keep that in mind. And again, your parents would walk through fire for you, but you know that you always have me here too to walk through the fire as well. So if by chance your parents are not available, which I know they always will be, you know Auntie Denise has your back. I love you very much, and I'm very, very proud of you.
Other words of encouragement and affirmation. I'm going to start from the back and go forward.
Yay, I'm towards the beginning. Essence, you have presence. You definitely do. You are a leader, and you have two wonderful leaders, your mom and dad, that have led you so many ways in the right way. And your whole family, you and your brothers and your mom and dad, you guys have Christ in your heart. And I am so encouraged by that. And now that you go on to college, I want to encourage you even more to just use that leadership in you, Essence, to lead others to Christ and lead others through the right path. And you be the leader. You know, maybe there's going to be times when you follow, but if you're following the wrong leader, you take that on and you become that leader and lead others to the right way. And I am encouraged by you, and I am happy and excited to see what the Lord has in store for you. And like your mom and dad, we love you. We really do.
Essence, we all know that you're getting ready to go to college. But this school will be a mission field for you. It's not just a school. The Bible says, at the time the Lord spoke to Moses in Egypt, he said to Moses, "I am the Lord. Tell Pharaoh everything I tell you." But Moses said to the Lord, "Why will Pharaoh listen to me?" The Lord answered Moses, "I have made you a God to Pharaoh." God make you a leader for that school. You will take people, you will take students to the Christ. I say again, it's a mission field for you. Let them follow you, don't follow them. you have the strength, the power of Jesus Christ to lead them, to let them follow you. You don't have to follow them. Always stand in the word of God, and God will do the work through you. God will be with you. You are blessed in the name of the Lord.
Amen. Listen, the Bible says, now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Jesus is the power that works in you. Like my wife said, this is your opportunity. You proclaim publicly that you accept Jesus as the Lord. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He will be with you always till the end of the age. And you're going to be like a thermostat. We know that thermometer said measure the temperature, but thermostat set the temperature. So you are the light and you are the salt. It's a mission trip that we are going. And don't lean onto your own understanding. Just trust in God in everything that you do. And you will see how those 4 years will pass very quick, and you will be more than conqueror through the situation. And to God be the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Ever since you were born, we have that spark together. Phil has that spark. It'll never go anywhere. You're attached. I love you, Essence. I've expressed that to you over and over and over again. Now, like Benny said, you're about to leave us. I want you to go in God's grace, in God's love. You're already surrounded. Needless I say, you're not surrounded. You're already surrounded. Because you've made this step to go thus far, which will take you even further and for eternity. This verse. It's Mark 1, reading from verse 10. It says, as soon as Jesus came up out of the water, he saw heaven open and the Spirit coming down on him like a dove. Like I said earlier, when I go into the parking lot, it's like the clouds separate. And it was just joy. He also said, you are my dear, you are my own dear, I'm not going to take that joy. He is pleased with you at this moment. He also has your back. Your brother has your back. Now you're on your way to college in a couple months. You are a leader, and I know that you will have others follow in your path. You will need other people to follow. Don't let anyone turn you. You have us, your mom, your dad. You have me, and like I told you before, I'm only a phone call away. I'll be here for you no matter what. So, I leave you in God's grace with love, and never forget that He loves you. I love you for that.
Yes,
sense. My baby. My first great grandchild. Thank God for you. I am rejoicing today, standing here, looking at you, where you are today. That's where I am joyed to see you. I sense I am so happy looking at you taking this water baptism, looking up to Christ, who is your greatest leader, your greatest love, Father above. We are grateful, rejoicing with you, because we all love you, like I say, but Jesus loves you more. And since you are my first great granddad, like I say, taking care of you as a little cat in my hand. From there on, looking at you now, a big young lady, looking forward to go out into this world. But what you're heading for, or you're heading for now, is to look forward to walk with Jesus Christ. That road that leads to life eternal. And Jesus Christ promised to take care of you. I'm going to read this in a chapter to you. It is Psalms 121. And that is reading. I lift up mine eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you in neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is a shade upon your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over you, your life, a sense. The Lord will watch over you, over your coming in and your going out, both now and forever. You are about to take the Lenten journey to college in a few months. Very shortly, because time is running very fast. I sense you know I'm leading you, or we all are leading you in the hands of God and under the shadow of his wings. He will cover you. He will cover you every step of the way. He is going to send a guiding angel to guide you. Every move you make and every step you make, you're going to step. He's going to step. The angel is going to step before you, and you're going to step in the step of the angel. I leave you in the name of the Father. I leave you in the name of the Son. I leave you in the name of the Holy Spirit. You are going, as like I say to RJ, where you're standing. A while ago, you went down into this water, which is an open grave. And you rise in newness of God. Whenever you step from there, you are going to step out into the world. Please remember that I take this step today
to walk with Jesus Christ. Never let no one tell you to go here or there unless they are telling you to walk in the straight and narrow path. Okay? You are taking something, the salvation that you are going to teach others to live the life of eternal life. Baby, your mom, your dad stands up for you from the day you were born until today. I know where they lead you to. As we also do. You told me, in essence, that you were going to baptize. You know? And you were ifing and butting. And remember, I told you, go on, essence. You are not doing for yourself and or anyone outside. You are doing it for yourself and Jesus Christ, because he will be there to protect you in every step of your way. We love you, sweetie pie. Love you with all our hearts. Your family, we love you. So go in Jesus' name. We are sending you out there again to walk the straight and narrow path through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Essence, I got to watch you grow up, and it's been wonderful. But the one thing they're not hitting on is the humor you bring to the table. Okay? There is one thing I've learned in life, and sometimes diplomacy doesn't work. Sometimes you can't work out all things being cordial. But the humor that you have, and some might call it sarcasm, you probably learned from your uncle, but it will serve you well. Okay? It helps you get through some tough times. You've got a great attitude. You're really smart. You're a beautiful young lady, and it's been great to watch you grow.
Sorry, I'll be quick. Essence, I've enjoyed watching you grow up. You've been like a big sister to our boys. You've helped us raise our boys. When you speak your mind and we have our conversations, it's hard for me to remember sometimes that you're a child, but now that you're almost an adult, I'm proud to call you my friend, Essence, and I love you, and I'm proud of you, and I can't wait to see what the next year brings you.
Hi, Essence. I don't really like talking in front of people, but I guess I'm going to miss you a lot. And like during this year, it wasn't like an easy year for me, but you were there for me that one time that I was in the bathroom, and you even brought me water and whatever, and I was like, wow, like she's a really good friend. And now you're leaving for college, right? And there's like a bunch of bad stuff apparently. I don't know about college, right? But you know, you're really strong, and you know, always keep your eyes till the end. You know, like your goal or whatever you have, you know, try to reach it, and you know. There'll be stuff going on and whatever, but, you know, stay strong in what you've learned here at school. Like, don't let all these years that we've been here, like, be for nothing, you know? We've learned a lot. And so I'm hoping that you'll do great in college, and thanks a lot.
Amen. We're going to be obedient and close the service. I just want to say in closing, you are a very beautiful young lady in the Lord, and I have heard that you are a leader. Let the Lord order your steps, and in all things, you will be a glory to God always. Amen.
Let's do one more benga, and then I'll pray.
Oh, amen.
Well, I probably, most of you know that we're best friends. And if you don't, wherever you live, like, I don't care. Anyway, Essence is not really, like, only my best friend. She's, like, literally my sister. I don't know if you're going to cry. But yesterday someone asked me, what are you going to do without Essence? And who's going to be your new best friend? And I just looked at her and I told her, there's going to be no one like Essence. And that's always going to be my best friend. We've been through so much together, and for as long as I know, like, when we were younger, we weren't close. And I'm so sad that
I didn't realize that I had a friend like her for those years. But I'm happy that we're this close. like what Mr. Swami said about humor, even when you see us fighting, we're like laughing while we're fighting. And I know that you're going to college and you're growing up and there's going to be more people. You're going to meet more friends. You're going to make more friends. But I just want you to know that you're always going to have me, no matter how many people, because you're loved by so many people and there are going to be more people who are going to love you. But I'm going to always be there for you because you're my sister. I love you so much. And I'm so happy to see when we were talking about, like, we always talk almost every single night. We're always talking. And we're talking about baptism, and I'm just so happy for you. And when she's like, she's driving, she's getting a job, and like, you inspire me. When I see you, how you act, how you talk, how you present yourself, and I really love that about you. And you're always happy.
Hi. No. I'm Essence's aunt. Might not look like it because I'm like really young and stuff. But Fester, I really love you and I'm so proud of you. You know, like the sister I never wanted, the little sister. And just call me if you need something at college, you know, on call away and I'll pull up. And I really love you. There you
go. Essence, you've always been like a sister to me. And God has given you the gift of leadership. So, through everything that you go through, keep that gift. Because it is a wonderful gift.
Lord, we thank you for the decision that Essence is making to follow you, Lord. Pray that you would go before her, Lord God. You'd be her rear guard and her front guard, Lord. That she would keep her eyes upon you, even though she knows she has all the support around her, Lord God. Lord God, be her main support, Lord God. Be her all in all. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So I'll leave it up to Bill or Dad to close the service.
Let's stand together. Amen. What a delightful morning. You know, to be able to be in the house of the Lord and to be able to see our children grow up to young adults taking that step in Christ and to walk with Him. I had it here, now where to go? And I wanted to just say something that really is appropriate to every one of these kids. Sometimes these tech things just don't work right. But I'd like to say something to the parents right now, all of us. I want you to really listen, because it's important that your children come to Christ while they're young. But it's important that they be able to make a decision like this, to dedicate their life and to walk in the policy of the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And it says in Psalm 1, he or she shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither. Whatever he or she does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so. You know, and I was thinking as I saw these kids, because we've watched them come up, haven't we? You know, Luke, quiet. Yes. RJ, quiet. You know, I have to work hard to get them to even say hello to me. I think I scare the dickens out of them. You know, this big guy, the apostle coming at them. But you know what? Quietly growing up. Luke recently sitting up here on the worship team playing the keyboard. You know, it's just so beautiful. And for Essence, Lord, growing up in our midst. And here we are celebrating. But I was thinking about recently, they came through an area and cut down about 50 big, beautiful trees. Unbelievable.
But then they came through and put in young sapling trees. In order to reinforce them, they put three, at least, maybe four, stakes around the tree and to stabilize that sapling tree. For the first two or three years, until eventually they can be removed because the tree has got its root and got its bearing. And I symbolize that to us as parents, that we are that structure while they are growing up. But eventually they will grow up to be powerful trees by the river of living water. And we've witnessed that today. I just want you to lift your hands to the Lord in prayer. Father, we lift our hands to you. The Bible says, let holy men lift hands to God. Father, we pray in Jesus' name that you be glorified. Bless these parents. Lord, these godparents, these uncles and aunts, grandmothers, great-grandmothers. Lord, the heritage that's been given to these children. Father, I thank you that you have your hand upon these children. I thank you, Lord, for these young people who are going off into college. Lord, today we bless them in Jesus' name. We speak the name of Jesus Christ over them. We speak your blessing, Almighty God, over their life. We declare, Lord, that they are rooted in Christ, that they are going to be fruitful. They're going to be a blessing. They're going to change and touch many lives. Lord, also give the parents additional grace for each season of life through which they are leading and releasing their children. And be for those yet in our midst whose children are younger and they're coming up through, and there will be that day when they shall celebrate when their children take the waters of baptism and make that declaration to the Lord. Meanwhile, Lord, allow them to stabilize the young sapling and let it grow straight and tall. Let it grow up toward the sky, up toward the sun, soaking in until it becomes rooted and stronger by your grace and your love. And we give you praise. And all of God's people said, amen.